Good morning, everyone. I'm glad some of the kids are sitting up front here, because after we do the songs and any of the kids you want can say the Bible verses, we're going to talk about a Bible story and we're going to act out a little bit of it. So I'm glad you're sitting up here and you'll be able to see what happens. And I know it takes some bravery to be up here, because I can remember, believe it or not, when I was your kid's size and my mom and dad told me I had to go sit in the front row, and I was really scared. So I'm glad you're up here. And I'll tell you a secret. Even though it might not look like it, I'm really scared right now too, because there's a lot of people looking at me. So we're in the same boat if you're feeling a little bit scared. So thank you for coming up here and sitting up front. We can start off by singing some songs together. There's some kids' songs in the back of the hymn sheet. I know that maybe all of you can't read, and so if you just know the name of a song, and even if it's not on the hymn sheet, if we know it, we can sing that song too. What one would you like?
Number 46.
Glad Tidings. Glad
Tidings.
You a question?
What?
Do you know what the word tidings means?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if you don't, because I don't think that's a word we probably ever use. Anyone else want to venture a guess as to what tidings means? It means news. So the song is saying, glad news or good news I bring that Jesus has come to save me. And that's what we'll talk about when we talk about a Bible story in a little bit, the good news that God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to save us from our sins. Does anyone else have a song you'd like? Yeah.
Number 11.
Will your anchor hold?
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife. When the strong times land.
Amen.
ask you, do you know what an anchor is? What does an anchor do?
It's on a boat and it keeps the boat in one place.
That's right. So if there's a storm and if the people on the boat are going to go to sleep or and they want the boat to stay somewhere, they put the anchor down to the bottom and it anchors into the bottom of the ocean and it keeps the boat from moving. It keeps it safe if there's a storm as well. So this song is talking about how we can think of the Lord Jesus as our anchor. Because if anyone has faith in the Lord Jesus and what he did for us at the cross when he died, if we have faith in the Lord Jesus and believe in him, then he is our anchor in this life. If things in our life are scary or afraid or difficult, we can trust in the Lord Jesus and his love to take care of us. And even one day, if what happens to everyone until the Lord comes, we die, we can have confidence that he's our anchor, because if we have faith in his blood, then that blood cleanses us from our sins. And we don't have to be afraid to die, because we know that if we die, we will go home to heaven to be with him. Anyone else have a song? Even if it's not a number on here, if you know a name of a song you sing in your Sunday school, we can try and sing that one. Yes, Emily?
Number 4.
Okay. Christ
is the Savior of sinners. Christ is the Savior for me. Long I was chained in sin's darkness. Now by his grace I am free.
Talks about how Christ, that's the Lord Jesus, is the Savior of sinners. So a sinner, what's a sinner? Do you know what a sinner is, Emily?
Like somebody does bad things.
That's exactly right. Who does bad things? I do. I've done bad things. I think everyone here has. But guess what? That means that the Lord Jesus came to save everyone here. If we've all done bad things, the Lord Jesus came to save all of us. And that's some happy news, the glad tidings. Any of you other kids have a song that you'd like to sing? Yeah. Number 3. Okay. My hope on
Jesus, Jesus,
That song talks about how we can be saved. It says our hope is built on Jesus and the blood he spilt. Because when Jesus went to the cross and after he died, the soldier took a spear and put it in his side and blood came out. And the Bible says that it's the shedding of blood that makes atonement for the soul. So because Jesus, the only one who had never done anything wrong, shed his blood for us through faith in his blood, anyone who believes can be saved. Anyone else have a song that they'd like? What would you like, Liam?
Running Over.
Running Over? Okay, we can do that one. Song to sing together. It's fun to do actions, isn't it? Anyone else have a song? Kira, do you have a song you'd like? No? It's kind of hard to give it a song with a lot of people looking at you, isn't it? Yeah. How about we sing number 47? When he comes,
when he comes, to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in his beauty, bright gems for his crown.
Like to give out one more? What number?
43.
Number 43. Okay, very good. One
door and only one, and yet side or two. Inside and outside, on which side are you? One door and only one, yet its sides are two. I'm on the inside, on which side are you?
So that song talks about a door, and there's people on one side, the inside, and then there's people on the other side of the door, which is called the outside. And what that song is talking about is everyone who has put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, they're the ones that are inside. And I think inside the door, maybe it's because they're safe. Because no matter what happens, their sins have been washed away in the blood of the Lord Jesus, and they're safe. Okay, Emily, you had your hand up. Do you have another song?
40.
Number 40. Very good.
Jesus loves me, yes, I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
For singing. Now I know that maybe some of you kids, every week you learn a Bible verse and often say it in Sunday school. So right now, anyone who likes, if you have a verse that you've learned that you would like to say, you can raise your hand and say it for everyone. Sure, go ahead.
A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of the foolish poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and also the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Proverbs 15:1-4.
Very good job. That was four verses. Those verses are talking about our tongue. It's pretty easy to say things really fast that aren't kind or aren't very nice, isn't it? You know, when I was your age, I had two brothers and two sisters, so I didn't always say kind things to them, and even as an adult, I still don't. And that verse is talking about how it's very important to be careful what we say with our tongue, to be kind. Does anyone else have a verse they would like to say? Sure, go ahead. Very good, thank you. William, did you have your hand up?
There's one that we did today.
Oh, okay. Well, you try, and if you can't remember, maybe your dad will help you.
I can't
remember. Romans 10:9.
Thou shalt bless with my mouth the Lord Jesus, not to believe in my heart that God has
raised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is your sister trying to help you? If God has raised him from the dead.
If God has raised him from the dead. Romans 10:9.
Very good job. Very good job. Emily, you have one too?
Yeah, I have the same verse as William.
Okay. Thou shalt confess.
Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe thy heart that God hath raised him dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:9.
Thank you. Very good job. Anyone else? You want to try, Kara? One God.
One God, and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. 1 Timothy 2:5-6.
Very good job. Okay. Anyone else have one? It's okay. Okay. Thank you for saying those verses. I know it's hard to get up and say a verse when everyone's looking at you, right? It's a hard thing to do. But they're all cheering for you. You just don't realize it. Okay. Well, before we look in and talk a little bit about a story in the Bible, we'll just pray to the Lord Jesus. Our God and Father, we thank you that we can be here this morning and have a little bit of time where we look into the Word of God and thinking especially of the children here and try and learn a lesson of your love for us and what you have done for us in sending your only Son to die for us. And we pray for each of the kids here. We just trust that each of them would put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus and what he has done for us at the cross of Calvary. And we pray that each of them that have believed on you, that they would just have confidence in the love that you have for them and continue on and want to serve the Lord Jesus for the rest of their lives here. And we pray the same thing for those of us who are older as well. We just ask for your help now in being able to explain it in a way that all the kids would be able to understand. And pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, so I have a Bible story that I would like to talk about this morning. And I think God must have wanted this story to be talked about to the older people and to the kids, because it's the same story that Mr. Prost talked about yesterday in the meeting that we call the address. So I'll ask, maybe some of your older kids can remember, yesterday in the meeting that we call the address, do you remember what person that Mr. Prost talked about? Maybe. It's a hard question. If you don't, that's okay. And I can give you some more hints. There was a man in the Bible, and he was married, and him and his wife, they wanted to have a baby. They wanted to have kids, but for a very, very long time, they did not have any kids. And I'm sure that made them very sad because they wanted to have kids. Anyone know? Can you think of someone by that name in the Bible? You think you know? That's right, Abraham. And do you know his wife's name?
Sarah,
that's right. Abraham and Sarah. And they, for a long, long time, they liked kids. They wanted to have one, but God didn't give them a kid. And I'm sure that made them sad, and maybe they didn't understand. But then one day, three people came to see Abraham, and he was sitting by his tent. And one of those people was the Lord Jesus himself. And they came to Abraham, and Abraham got them some food to eat. And do you know what they said to Abraham? In a little bit of time, they said, your wife Sarah is going to have a baby boy. Do you think that made Abraham happy to hear? Yes, for a long, long, long time he wanted to have a baby. And now the Lord Jesus, and I think probably two angels, promised him that in a little bit his wife Sarah was going to have a baby boy. And do you know what? It came true. In a little bit of time, Sarah was pregnant, and then the time came for her to have a baby. And the little baby was born, and his name was Isaac. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Why did you know that?
Huh?
How'd you know that?
Because I'm Isaac.
Oh, I thought that might be the case. I couldn't remember whether you were Isaac or Caleb, but now I know it's Isaac. That's right. So Abraham and Sarah were so happy, they now had a little boy named Isaac. And Isaac grew up, and he got a little bit older, and he was the only boy that Abraham and Sarah had, so they loved him very much. Now, you kids this morning, I know you all have mommies and daddies. Do they love you? How do you know that your mom and dad love you? How do you know that? Isaac?
Because they show it.
How do they show it?
By taking care of us.
That's right.
Feeding us.
That's right. That's right. Your dad probably goes to work so he can earn some money to be able to buy food and clothes to take care of you. And they probably, sometimes sad things happen and your parents, they try and comfort you and help you if there's something wrong. Feed you. Maybe play with you sometimes. And you know that they love you. Well, Abraham and Sarah, they loved their boy Isaac very much too. But one day, God came to Abraham again, and he spoke to Abraham, and he said, Abraham, I want you to take your son Isaac, who you love very much, and I want you to take him into a faraway land, and I want you to offer him there for a sacrifice to me. Oh my. Now, what does it mean when God said to offer Isaac as a sacrifice? That's something that we don't do today. But that meant that Abraham was going to have to take Isaac and he was going to have to kill him to offer him up as a sacrifice to God. Oh, that would have been a very hard thing for Abraham to hear. Very hard thing, because he loved his boy Isaac very, very much. But Abraham believed God, and he trusted that even if he obeyed God, that God would be able to bring his boy back again. So he obeyed. He did what God told him to do. So this part of the story, I was planning to maybe act out a little bit to help all of us here understand it. So I don't have a boy, but I have a girl, Kira, and she's going to help me out here. She agreed to help out. We're going to pretend that she's Isaac. So you can come help me, Kira? Thank you. So we're going to pretend that I'm Abraham and Kira is Isaac. And just like Abraham loved his boy very much, I love Kira very much too. And so God had told Abraham and Isaac to take your boy, Abraham, and you go to this faraway country, and I'm going to show you a mountain. So away they went. Abraham, he was going to obey God and do what he said. So they went away to a very far country, and they got to the mountain that God told them to, and then they had to build an altar. So we'll use a couple of chairs here. And Abraham built an altar. Now, he would have used some stones to build an altar. And then Abraham had to take his boy that he loved very much. And he took his boy, Isaac, and he had to put him on the altar. Okay, good job. And then Abraham, this is a very sad part. God had told him that he had to offer Isaac as a sacrifice. So Abraham had to take, we'll just pretend, a knife. And he had to raise it up in the air.
Abraham, Abraham.
Oh, what was that? And Abraham said, "Here I am."
"Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me."
Oh, and just like that, that's what happened. Just as Abraham was going to do what God said, he was going to take that knife, and he was going to kill his boy Isaac, God spoke to him in a voice, just like we heard there, and said, "Stop. Now I know that you love me and you will obey me." So Abraham could take Isaac and take him off the altar. Okay, here, you can go sit back down. Thank you. And the rest of the story, God showed Abraham, and over in the bushes, called a thicket, there was a lamb or a ram caught by his horns. And Abraham went and he took the ram and he put the ram on the altar instead. And he killed the ram and he offered the ram as a sacrifice instead of his boy Isaac. So, now, with every story in the Bible, God gives us these stories for a reason. He has something for us to learn from them. And that's the case with this story. Did you know that there is someone else who had an only son? That someone is God the Father. God the Father, an only son. What's his name? Someone know? Isaac?
Jesus.
That's right. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. And just like Abraham loved his boy Isaac very much, just like your mommies and daddies love you very much, and I love Kira very much, God the Father, he loved his son Jesus very, very much. But you know what? God also loved us very much too. And he loves all the people in the world very, very much. And he loves us so much that he would like one day to have us all to share his home in heaven. Now, in heaven, heaven is a perfect place and there's no sins allowed there. And in one of the songs that we sang, remember when we were singing, we said, "Christ is the Savior of sinners." And we talked about how everyone here, I've done bad things. Have each of you kids done some bad things? Yes. Yeah. And God says no sin is allowed in heaven. So if we were sinners and we were still lost in our sins, could God let us into heaven? No, he can't. But so God knew this. And you know, God loved his son, Jesus. He loves him very, very much. But just like Abraham had to take his son and put him on the altar, God says, "I'm going to send my son, the Lord Jesus, down into the earth." And so God sent Jesus, and Jesus was born as a little baby. And he grew up as a man. And then one day, wicked people, they took him and they hated him. And they went to kill him and put him on a cross. And, you know, in the story of Abraham and Isaac, when Abraham was about to take the knife and kill Isaac, and God spoke and said, "Abraham, Abraham, you can stop." And a lamb took Isaac's place for the Lord Jesus. Was there anyone else to take his place at the cross? Was there someone that could take his place? No. He had to go all by himself to the cross. And there, God the Father, even though he loved his son very much, he sent him to the cross. And there he punished him for sins that I've done and you've done. And he said, and the Lord Jesus bore the punishment for the sins of all those who will believe in him. And there was no one else to take his place, like the lamb took Isaac's place on the altar. There was no one else. The Lord Jesus, he bore the punishment of those sins all by himself. And at the end of the time on the cross, he said, "It is finished," and he died. And one of the soldiers took his spear and put it in his side, and the blood came out. And the Lord Jesus died. He laid down his life for you and for me. And do you know what God says in the Bible? This is a verse maybe all of you kids have learned at some point. He says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That's in John 3:16. So just like Abraham, he loved his boy very much, but he was willing to take him. Yes, that's right. You did learn that verse. Yes. Just like Abraham was willing to obey God and offer his son, God the Father sent his son Jesus to die at the cross. And now, because of what the Lord Jesus has done, because even though we're all sinners, the Lord Jesus, he never did anything wrong. He was perfect. Never did anything wrong. And now God says that anyone who believes in him, believes in the Lord Jesus as the Savior, and puts their faith and trust in him, God says, you are safe and washed from your sins in the blood of the Lord Jesus. And that's the lesson that God has from that story in the Old Testament of Abraham and Isaac. It's a little picture of how God, even though he loved his son, he loved us too. And he was willing to give up his own son to make a way so that everyone here could believe in the Lord Jesus and be saved. Now, I hope that each of you kids has believed in the Lord Jesus for himself, for yourselves, and are saved. And I think perhaps some of you have. So I'd like to talk a little bit about something else having to do with this story. Because you know how we talked about at the start how your parents, your mommy and your daddy, they love you very much? Well, I think each of you here is in a family with a mommy and a daddy, and maybe you have a brother or a sister. Did you know that God made families? It was God who made it so that we would all be born into families with a mommy and daddy. And did you know that there's several reasons that God made it that way? But one of the reasons is so that we, even little kids, can learn about God and how he loves us. Because, does your daddy love you, Emily? You know he loves you, don't you? And each one of you kids, you know your daddy loves you and he takes care of you, right? Well, do you know that if you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, that just like you're a child of your parents, that you become a child of God? I'm going to read you a verse in Romans. Romans chapter 8 and verse 16. This verse is talking about everyone who has believed in the Lord Jesus. And it says, "The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." So just like you're a child of your mom and dad, if you believe in the Lord Jesus, you're a child of God. And God put you in a family with a mommy and daddy that love you and take care of you. And he made it that way. He made families and designed them to teach us about himself, because we know that if God is our Father, then he loves us and he protects us and he takes care of us. And he would do anything for us. You know, your mommies and daddies, I think they love you so much that they would do anything to keep you safe and help you and protect you. And if you were in trouble, they would do anything they could to help you. And if you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, then God is the same to you. He loves you. And you know what? He loves you even more than your mommies and daddies, because mommies and daddies, they can make mistakes sometimes. They love you very much, but they still make mistakes sometimes. And I know this because I'm a daddy. But God, he never makes mistakes. And he loves you, and he will do everything to protect you and keep you safe all the way until one day the Lord Jesus comes back and he'll give a shout, and everyone, every child and adult who has put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus and believe that Jesus died on the cross for their sins will be taken home to heaven. So I want to talk about that. So any of you kids who have believed in the Lord Jesus, we can understand that we are a child of God and that he loves us and he'll take care of us all the way through our lives. Okay, that was all I had to talk about this morning. If any of you kids have one more song, we could sing one more song before we end it.
Yeah,
well, maybe we can sing two. What was your song?
Five.
Number five? Well, this is a good song to sing. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice. Okay, and we had a request too for Man of Sorrows. So that's number 13. I'll sing that as well. Man of Sorrows.
Bearing shame and suffering.
Trying to sneak one more in there? What song?
Number 44.
Okay, this is the absolutely last one. Into a
tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carried, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me.
Kids, for listening and singing and saying your verses as well. Now before we finish, we'll pray again. Our God and Father, we thank you for this story in the Bible that speaks to us of how even though you loved your son, you loved us and would send him all the way to the cross and there to lay down his life on our behalf. And we would pray for each of the kids here that they would have faith in the Lord Jesus and what he has done, that they would consider the story of the Lord Jesus and his love in laying down his life for us, and that they would have faith in the Lord Jesus as their own Savior and be saved. Pray that for each one here. And just thank you again for the love that you have for us. And pray this in the worthy and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.